The Environmental Protection Agency announced it has struck an agreement with Duke Energy to clean up coal ash from the Dan River. The EPA has been overseeing the company's response since a storage pond failed at a Duke coal plant in February, spilling at least 30,000 tons of the waste into the river. But the agreement binds Duke to clean up ash at the as the EPA directs and to reimburse the agency for its costs. EPA officials say that comes to about $800,000 for the past three-plus months of cleanup. In that time, only a fraction of the ash has been removed from the river, and it's unclear how much more cleanup the EPA will require. WFAE's Ben Bradford spoke to the EPA official overseeing the response.
It was about a month after the spill that Duke Energy first began vacuuming up coal ash from the river at a 300-cubic-yard deposit that had collected near the spill site. But documents included in the EPA's agreement with Duke show only 22 cubic yards were removed, less than 10% of the total deposit. 2 months passed before the company began dredging the next deposit further down the river, 3,000 cubic yards in Danville, Virginia. EPA on-scene coordinator Ken Rame is overseeing the cleanup, and he explained some of the challenges.
You tell Duke to go get it. By the time they get access, by the time they set up and do the construction work for the staging area, by the time they construct a water treatment system like they have in Danville now, you know, it takes weeks, if not a month. You don't want to spend all this time and effort getting set up to remove ash, and by the time you get set up, the ash has already moved beyond that point.
Rame says heavy rain and snow have also caused high water along the river, creating unsafe conditions and causing delays. The EPA has only one other site slated for dredging, a sandbar with about 40 cubic yards of ash. That would leave the vast majority of the 30,000-ton spill in the river. Rame says in some cases it's safer that way.
Once you find it, you evaluate, okay, based on the concentrations or the thickness of the ash, whether or not you're going to be causing more damage by mechanically removing the ash.
Rame says the University of Mississippi is developing a model of how the ash is moving through the river and where it's collecting. He says once that's completed later this year, it'll help determine how much more ash, if any, Duke will remove. In the meantime, regulators will continue testing the water along with the fish and the sediment in it. The river's returned to meeting federal standards, but the State Environment Agency still recommends the public avoid contact with the river or eating its fish. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.